Off the great first half, LeSean McCoy. What a move by McCoy! Look at McCoy! What a run! Eagle touchdown!
After a long preseason, the regular season is finally rolling. And tonight on the program, we're going to get an opportunity to get to know a little bit more about two key components to the Eagles' offense. First, a conversation with Shady McCoy about his past and about his relationship with his new head coach. And then we're going to get to know the first-round draft pick, a guy who's going to have a very big impact on what happens on the offensive line this year, right tackle Lane Johnson.
I don't even know how y'all found that out. It's pretty good.
A running back who played his college ball in Heinz Field is now playing his pro ball in Lincoln Financial. LeSean Shady McCoy is now a Philadelphia Eagle.
It's Shady.
It's McCoy. And the 10-5 touchdown. Shady McCoy. Touchdown. Shady McCoy. The Eagles' all-time season touchdown leader as he eclipsed the marks.
You got a chance to play high school ball, college ball, and professional ball all in the same state. Doesn't happen to a lot of people.
Yeah.
Harrisburg, not all that far away from here. I guess you manage in a lot of ways to stay close to home in that way. That's a heck of a way to grow up and be a part of things and watch it all come to fruition.
For sure. I think growing up in Harrisburg and playing my ball in Pittsburgh and then coming to Philadelphia, it's just a blessing. A little blessing and some luck. I think my parents have seen all my games, which is amazing. I don't have situations where I have to call her. I'm miles and miles away across the country. You know, I might be going through something where she could come see me. You know, my mom, my dad. And it's just fun. Growing up in Harrisburg, there's so many Steeler fans and so many Eagle fans that go nuts and actually physically be on the team and actually can say I'm a Philadelphia Eagle. It means a lot. You know, I never had no problems where, you know, my family can't come to the games. And at times it can be tough. People want so many tickets.
How much did that ankle injury your senior year in high school change the course of your life?
Thinking back on my injury in high school, my ankle, as a 17, 18-year-old kid, I mean, you feel like your dreams are all crashing down. You know, each day I went out on that field and played, you know, the only thing I could think about was just going to the NFL. You know, playing ball in college, being on TV playing ball. You know, at 17 years old, 18, you know, an injury like that happens. You don't know where my life will go, where will my career go. And so many scholarships. I mean, in high school, I had about 78 or plus, you know, schools that wanted me. And then getting injured and seeing so many schools back off me, you know, that just rubs you the wrong way. You know, I think since then, man, my attitude has been so different. You know, like, I feel like coaches and people may trust me, but I gained the trust, you know, I gained the respect when I play the game. Because anything can happen. You know, that's why, you know, I pray every day that I can play in this game, I can take care of my family. And it's all a blessing, and I'm happy to be here. But I know that you got to be humble. You got to be humble, you got to work hard. You know, because any day, anything can be taken from you.
I mean, I've seen footage of the injury and the pain that you were in, yeah. the look on your face. And then, like you said, everything kind of gets taken away from you. And now here comes Pitt, and they're giving you an opportunity. I can't imagine how much that meant.
I had about three schools left. It was Miami, Pittsburgh, and Penn State. Miami, I made an unofficial commitment to them. And I like the school. I grew up a Miami Hurricane fan. But I didn't feel like the love was still there once I got hurt. You know, so I kind of backed off the offer. You know, Penn State was a nice school. It was close to home. And then we have Pittsburgh with Coach Wanstead, which is a great coach and a great guy. You know, things that he promised me, it came true. He promised me that he would give me opportunity to play in the NFL. He promised me that he would give me a chance to start as a freshman. Just thinking of all the schools that wanted me and that left me, and for him to stay there and still, you know, and when I went there, I promised myself that I'm not gonna let him down. I felt like he gave me a second chance to really to regain my name. So I promised myself that I would go to Pitt. You know, I would get my name back. I would be the player I once was before.
That's Barry Sanders type move right there.
He's making people look silly.
Katie McCoy making men leave articles of clothing all over the field. He undressed the Panther.
Watch the cut. Boom.
Only on a video game can you make moves like this guy.
At this level, it's a lot of highlight film type plays, and you've got a lot of moves that have broken guys' ankles, a lot of stop on a dime, turn. You have a favorite one that sticks out in your mind?
That's so many different plays I've made or plays I've seen. I think probably the best one I can remember the most is probably the Giants game. It was a play to the left, then I stopped and was kind of jammed up, made like one, two, three cut moves and then reverse field. That's probably the one I remember the most, just because that's probably one of my rivals, and every play counts against the Giants.
We own the Giants!
That's Chip, because what he's done is he's taken complicated offensive terminology and concepts, and he simplified it to the simplest of formulas, and everybody can understand it quickly.
Second down and goal. Shady McCoy with a touchdown! To that drive.
There's an entirely brand new system for you to work in here offensively. Everybody I've talked to who's an offensive player, who's a playmaker, their eyes have lit up like it's Christmas morning with the way that this system is put together. Does this play right into your hands as a player?
Well, you might as well just add me to that list. When Coach first got here, I wasn't too sure on how everything would work out. You know, and now I kind of know. I've seen it. I've practiced it. I've ran it. I've studied it, and I'm in love with it. It's simple. We kind of have an answer for everything as far as throwing the ball, running the ball, being able to make plays in space. I think any playmaker would love that, and I sure do love it. We have so many guys that can make plays at any given time. You know, why not put an offense like this? We have the ability to do it.
It's funny because we hear that there are so many layers to what it is that this offense will be capable of doing the more you guys learn about what's going on. And at the same time, everybody has said the same thing to me. It's simple. I don't know how those two things go together.
Another thing people don't understand is how fast we're really going. As we're getting the offensive calls in, the defense is doing the same. But we're going so fast that they don't really have a chance to really make their calls. So it's kind of an advantage for us as the offense to be able to make plays at that type of tempo, where a defense still has to prepare for their tempo and prepare for the plays.
A lot was made when you guys first started doing work on the field, the music. People were talking about that playing and how that was so different. What was that like?
I think playing the music at practice is definitely something different. Where you're used to just practicing hard. Only thing you really hear is just the coaches, you know, coaching. You know, guys are tired. You hear football sounds. But actually being on the field, listening to music. Last year, we used to do something where we had a away game the last day to Friday. We would kind of play, like, not music, but, like, crowd noise. And it's just simple, something that, like, the fans are screaming. Getting used to the game tempo. So in the loud arena, you'll be used to it. Where each day, I think we get that with music. Sometimes it might be one of the days where you're dragging, it's hot, you feel tired, fatigued, and then your favorite song comes on. So you get a little motivation, you know. But it's pretty cool. Coach Kelly thought of it, and I like it.
Are his practices hard to participate in?
I think in the beginning, I think the practices were definitely hard. I've been here for a little bit, and they're getting harder. It kind of one of them things where you want to fight it, where you're working hard, up, you need a little bit more, fight a little harder. So I think in a game, it makes it so much easier because you're in shape. You know, you've been going so fast in practice for so long, working hard. Or in a game, it makes the game so much slower and so much easier.
Eagles Unscripted is brought to you by Sports Authority, official sporting goods retailer of the Philadelphia Eagles, NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy, and by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals, the official hospital of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Turning in Lane Johnson. 2013 NFL Draft, the Philadelphia Eagles select Lane Johnson, tackle, Oklahoma.
Couldn't ask for anything better. I'm so fortunate to be head of the Eagles. Yeah, see me.
From draft day to now, right at the beginning of the season, I've got to imagine more big changes in your life than at any other time in your life. Is that pretty fair to say?
Yeah, most certainly. It's all been a blur. I mean, ever since draft night, to come here for a press conference the next day, fly back home for a week, and then, you know, come back here for OTAs, and then I've been here ever since. Just had a baby recently, August 10th, so that's a big step in my life. So, yeah, I mean, everything's been good though so far.
What was that whole experience like? Did you have a feel that you were going to go fairly early?
Actually, whenever Miami traded as the number three spot, that's where I thought I was, you know, heading, because, you know, they got rid of Jake Long. He's with St. Louis now. So, you know, after I found out they picked Deion Jordan, I knew that Philly was on the clock, and it wasn't too long. I picked up my cell phone and saw a Philly, you know, a Philly number, so I knew that's where I was headed.
You are from a very small town.
Mm-hmm.
With a very small high school graduating class. Was it 35 people?
Yeah, 35, 33, something like that.
That's amazing. To know every single person in your high school class,
yeah.
Not only know them, but know them really well, I got to imagine.
Yeah, it can be a good thing and a bad thing. I mean, sometimes they know too much. But, yeah, I mean, growing up in that town, I mean, I have relationships with everybody. I mean, still even now on Facebook, I mean, I keep in touch with all my friends. So it's definitely a blessing. I mean, I couldn't imagine going to high school, you know, with 800 kids in your class, not knowing who everybody is. So, you know, I was fortunate to be a part of that.
We barely have a stop sign where I live, and you know, here's a lot of stop signs, a lot of people, and a lot of buildings. So, big change.
That kind of small town mentality that you were from.
Mm-hmm.
Any kind of culture shock being in a city this big as Philadelphia?
I mean, no, not really. I mean, I have a lot of relatives there in Houston. I mean, Houston's a really big city too, so I spend a lot of time in Houston. As far as probably coming from high school to Oklahoma is probably the biggest change. You know, I went to a small junior college and went to Oklahoma. You're playing in front of 85,000 people. So that was kind of a culture shock. But after I got used to it, you know, everything kind of settled down.
This offensive line for the Eagles, said it earlier, dramatically better with the return of Jason Peters, our Pro Bowl left tackle, Lane Johnson at right tackle. They've taken this game over.
This is a special thing that you're getting an opportunity to do here right now.
Mm-hmm.
Hard for somebody who hasn't been here before to understand how different this feels in this town than it did in the past. Do you get a feel from being around town that people are incredibly excited about where this team is going?
Oh, yeah. It was kind of just a fresh new start. You know, we're starting over, new system, new coach. Everybody's excited for it, and I think they're behind, you know, coaches back and, you know, teams back, and that's what they live for around here is football.
Just barely into a season in right now, but what are your first impressions of Chip Kelly?
Very intelligent guy. He gives us, you know, practice rules and, I mean, just general rules here. And there's always a reason to why he's doing things. And the good thing about him is whenever in team meetings, he always explains, you know, why we're doing this, why we're doing that. So there's always a reason for what he's doing.
I've heard that from just about every player that I've talked to about him. And uh-huh. Obviously to a player, especially a thinking player, uh-huh. That means a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, you don't want to know why you're not doing something or why you are doing something, I should say. And just having him say the reasons for it, and, you know, that's why he's, you know, been successful in the past.
There's been a lot of talk about the fact that trying to build something here for the long haul. You're not thinking in terms of we're building as we go. I mean, your mindset when you get on that field is we're going to win right now.
Yeah, I think there's misconceptions about that. I think during OTAs we cleared that up. Knowing that we're putting in a new offense, everybody learns it. And now that once whatever we get it, we're expected to go out there and execute it. And we got the guys up front now that can, I mean, we got, you know, Jason Peters. You don't really get too much better than him. And Evan and Jason and Todd, I mean, a bunch of great group of guys. So, I mean, as far as O-line, a bunch of leadership. So when we go out there and play now, it's, you know, we're going to win.
We're about to run up these steps with Purcell, who has the Rocky music on right now. Check out this guy. I think it's Apollo Creed.
Is it true that you like to wrestle bears, and do you think that you will be able to continue that here with a big contract like you're doing?
Yeah, it depends on the stipulations of the contract. I don't think they'd approve of that, but yeah, I used to wrestle bears in my spare time. As far as hand moving, I mean, they got claws, so you got to be pretty, I guess, pretty sharp with your hands. I said I didn't wrestle grizzly bears because, I mean, they're too big and too aggressive.
Not long after you got introduced,
you know, there are scandals that come up, and in this case, Beargate is going to be something that we have to address here, because at one time, you had an opportunity to address the media and said that you wrestled bears, and they believed you. I'm going to need you to clear the air for us right now. Did you ever wrestle a bear?
No. Heck no. I mean, it's pretty stupid you do that. I mean, no. But here's what confused me is that the night before the draft, they had the ESPN party, and whenever I went in there, somebody asked me if I ever wrestled bears, and I said, oh, yeah, you know, I used to, gave them a story. And then whenever I got here for the press conference, I thought that they saw that and were like, you know, just, you know, thought it was a joke. And so I just went with it and I ran with it and, you know, keep a straight face and, you know, look like you know what you're talking about. And whenever you did that, you know, they believed it. And after I got done, they I was talking to one of the guys. So they were like, you actually wrestle bears? I was like, no, I was joking about the whole deal. So you better get out there and tell them. And so that's what we did. And, you know, it was pretty funny, but it is what it is. So I had to go clarify things, and, you know, that's how it ended.
You were a grave digger.
Yeah.
Who's a grave digger? You don't run across a lot of people that you meet and say, yeah, I was a grave digger. How did that happen?
I don't even know how y'all found that out. It's pretty good. my stepdad, his best friend, Terry Cartwright, is a mortician there in my hometown. So during the summer, you know, I was looking for some work, and, you know, I'd go over there, mow some grass and, you know, do stuff like that, a little handiwork. And then, I'd do some grave digging on the side. You know, if the funeral came up, I'd go out there and, I mean, I didn't dig it all by hand, but, you know, we'd have a tractor and dig the hole. And, you know, sometimes it'd be some rock on the bottom. You had to get an anvil and chip that rock and get it all leveled out. So, it's pretty tough labor.
You had a baby. That is a major life change for anybody, regardless of what you're doing, and you're doing something completely brand new for you right now. What's that been like at home right now?
I mean, I enjoy going home and seeing him. You know, when I go to sleep, sometimes it's a different story. He'll keep me up, but I mean, it's a blessing. I mean, just seeing him every time I go home, you know, cheers me up, and my wife. And I mean, he's getting a lot bigger. I mean, he's only a month old, but I mean, already he's gained, I think, 3 or 4 pounds since birth. I mean, it's a lot for a baby.
Could be a lineman already, or?
I don't know. I mean, I was a skilled athlete, and I was kind of forced to put on weight. My father-in-law was a DN in the NFL. My wife ran track there at Oklahoma, so who knows? Who knows what's going to happen?
Last thing. The situation you're in right now, somebody who comes into the league doesn't always get an opportunity to be literally starter right from the get-go, right in the middle of the situation that you're in this brand new system that everybody here is very excited about. Okay. Have you taken time to stop and look around and say, wow, look what's happening to me?
Seldom times. I mean, most of the time I'm up here, you know, so busy. Sometimes when I get home and get time to relax and kind of reflect on, you know, how the course has changed over the years. But, I mean, yeah, it's exciting. I mean, I'm glad to be here, glad to be a part of it, and I think we'll do some big things this year.
Eagles Unscripted is brought to you by Sports Authority, official sporting goods retailer of the Philadelphia Eagles, NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy, and by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals, the official hospital of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Right, get your butt in the beat, guys, right?
Frank
will
be like, I don't know where to go, coach.
Get some juice going, yeah.
What's going on up in here?
Why are they imitating me?